Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It has been a busy week of travel, and with that comes airport screening. And if you have a certain type of hair, you may find yourself subjected to a hair pat-down. Femi OK, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera, joins us now to share her pat-down story and why many travelers think the TSA screening technology is discriminatory. Femi, how are you?
Hi, very well, thank you. My hair survived that particular experience, but shall I tell you what happened, Scott?
You were on a flight a couple of weeks ago. What happened?
Mm-hmm. So I have afro hair and I usually wear it braided up in a bun, and my bun roves around my head depending on my mood and what month it is. Sometimes it's a big bun, sometimes it's a little bun. Huh. Invariably, I get stopped at airport security. Going through Dulles Airport, I got stopped. The TSA officer just went to touch my hair, didn't ask, just went straight for my head. I said, hold on a minute, change your gloves, please. Then she was in a really bad mood, came back, very petite officer. I'm only 5'4", but she couldn't reach the top of my head. So she said, bend down. I was so shocked and embarrassed. And then I sort of leant over. She's like, I can't reach you. Bend down some more. Remembering I'm only 5'4". So he grabbed hold of my hair, ripped my hair, and then started messing up my bun. Then I said, you need to stop. And she said, well, do you want to speak to my supervisor? And I said, absolutely, yes. That is one example of many examples. Usually I just suck it up, Scott, and don't say anything. But that particular one, I did file a complaint because it was humiliating. Bending down, having someone touch your hair and messing it all up. But it's not unusual. It's happened to many men who have locks or long hair, many women who have Afro-styles hair, and also women who wear hijab as well. It wasn't unusual. It was just that I was particularly annoyed on that occasion.
Oh. Now, you spoke to Robert Carter Langston, a media relations professional at the TSA. Let's take a listen to what he said.
Frankly, you'd be surprised what can be hidden in hair. The most notable things we're looking for in hair are explosives and improvised explosive device components. Any explosive amount could cause injury.
So that's the TSA view. Mm-hmm. But since this, as you describe, can pull aside a lot of African-American travelers, is this a question of discrimination to you?
So let's see what the machines are doing. The body scanners are seeing dense material, i.e. afro hair or thick curly hair, an alarm goes off. So somewhere in that technology, it is not being calibrated for thicker afro hairstyles, buns and locks. Robert also told me earlier, the TSA screening technology does not detect or discriminate against skin, colour, religion or other variables. But so many people of colour are being pulled through for hair pat-downs on a regular basis.
Now, does the TSA acknowledge this, that this perhaps not intended, but it certainly is pulling aside certain types of people?
They've tried to tell their TSA officers how to do pat downs to be culturally sensitive. It's not necessarily working.
So what to do? Again, Robert Carter Langston at the TSA shared a couple suggestions with you. Let's take a listen.
For travel tip, using non-metallic hairpins or accessories may reduce the likelihood of having your hair patted down.
And Femi, what advice do you have for preventing hair pat-downs or enduring them if you find yourself in that situation?
I've got some advice for the TSA, actually, and that is they are saying that they always are looking for enhancements, enhancements to security, enhancements for the equipment. So maybe they can look to see how do you make the body scanners more culturally sensitive so they recognize an afro or a bun or hair locks, because they can do an awful lot of things but maybe not recognize different textures of hair. That would be a great step forward. And then for when we're thinking about design of tech, and maybe tech that could be even be called racially insensitive, who are the designers? Who are the developers? Are they diverse? Are we actually testing this technology on a whole range of people so we don't get situations like me at the airport, but also more important things like medical devices that don't recognize darker skin and people with different ethnicities. That is a whole lot more serious than perhaps me and many people with Afro hair being upset at the airport. We could actually be saving lives if our tech was more diverse and developed in a more diverse way, Scott.
Yeah, well, and as you're saying, there is facial recognition technology that misidentifies people with darker skin, as do self-driving cars. So this is a broader society and technology problem. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.